There has been an awful lot of talk the last few days of a plan within the Vatican concerning the Latin Mass being called the final solution, a total ban on the Mass of the Ages, the Mass of the Saints. This was reported by Rorete Celle, who has been right in the past about what's coming down the pike from Rome. They reported, quote, an attempt is being made to implement as soon as possible a Vatican document with a stringent, radical, and final solution banning the traditional Latin Mass. The same ideologues who imposed Traditionis Custodis and its implementation and who are still frustrated with its apparent slow results, especially in the United States and France, want to ban it and shut it down everywhere while Francis is still in power. They want to make it as wide, final, and irreversible as possible. But can they? I'm not asking do they have the power to do it, because they certainly have the power to ban the Latin Mass on the diocesan level, as well as the power to disband Latin Mass groups such as the FSSP, the ICK, and others. Likewise, they are powerless to force compliance on the SSPX or Sedevacantist Contest groups and others who most certainly will not comply. I'm asking, do they have the authority? Does Rome, even the Pope himself, have the authority to ban the Latin Mass? And would the faithful, should such a ban materialize, be justified in attending the Latin Masses of the groups who continue saying it in defiance of the ban, such as the SSPX? It is my opinion that the answer is no. Rome, even the Pope himself, does not have the authority to ban the Latin Mass, and yes, the faithful would be justified in attending a Latin Mass in spite of such a ban. And I'll tell you why. And to do so, I want to zero in on something that was said in the article. Quote, they want to make it as wide, final, and irreversible as possible. In other words, they want to bind any of Francis's successors from reversing the ban. And I've heard of this before, that the Vatican seeks to make the Novus Ordo permanent and irrevocable so that it and it alone will be the Mass for the Catholic Church forever. And we know, of course, that popes can bind their successors on matters of doctrine. For instance, a future pope cannot take back, so to speak, the Immaculate Conception or the Assumption of Our Lady. But we have been told for decades that the Mass was a matter of discipline, not doctrine, and that the pope could not bind a future pope in the area of liturgy. We were told this to justify the implementation of the Novus Ordo over the Latin Mass in the 1970s. Because a past pope already did with the Latin Mass what these modernists seek to do with the Novus Ordo. He made it permanent, irrevocable, and binding. In 1570, Pope Pius V issued the Apostolic Constitution Quo Primum, establishing the Latin Mass as the Mass of the Catholic Church. And unlike the Novus Ordo, the Latin Mass was not concocted and then implemented. The Latin Mass can be traced virtually unchanged to the 5th century, the roots of which can possibly be traced to the Apostle Peter himself. Pope Pius V simply codified it, canonized it, and made it binding. It says, quote, from the very first upon our elevation to the chief apostleship, we gladly turned our mind and energies and directed all of our thoughts to those matters which concern the preservation of a pure liturgy. Hence, we decided to entrust this work to learned men of our selection. They very carefully collated all their works with the ancient codices in our Vatican library and with reliable, preserved, or amended codices from elsewhere. Besides this, these men consulted the works of ancient and approved authors concerning the same sacred rites, and thus have restored the Missal itself to the original form and rite of the Holy Fathers. As you can see, the Latin Mass is part of the sacred tradition handed down from the Fathers through the centuries. The document goes on to say, let all everywhere adopt and observe what has been handed down by the Holy Roman Church, the mother and teacher of all other churches, and let Masses not be sung or read according to any other formula than that of this Missal published by us. This ordinance applies henceforth now and forever. Now, Quo Primum makes an exception for those whose liturgies are 200 years or older. For everyone else, it says this, all other of the churches referred to above, however, are hereby denied the use of other missals, which are to be discontinued entirely and absolutely, whereas by this present constitution, which will be valid henceforth, now and forever. We likewise declare and ordain that no one whosoever is forced or coerced to alter this missal, and that this present document cannot be revoked or modified, but remains always valid and retains its full force, notwithstanding the previous constitutions and decrees of the Holy See. So as you can see, if it is possible to make a Mass binding forever and irrevocable, it has already been done with the Latin Mass. It is my personal opinion, though it may change, that the Novus Ordo is both valid and licit. It is also my opinion that it cannot be forced on us and that the Latin Mass cannot be banned. In fact, according to Quo Primum, any priest has the right to say the Latin Mass and cannot be forced to say any other Mass. Quote, furthermore, by these presents, this law, in virtue of our apostolic authority, we grant and concede in perpetuity that for the chanting and reading of the Mass in any church whatsoever, this missal is hereafter to be followed absolutely, without any scruple of conscience or fear of incurring any penalty or censure, and may freely and lawfully be used. Nor are superiors, administrators, canons, chaplains, and other secular priests or religious of whatever title designated obliged to celebrate the Mass otherwise than as enjoined by us. So the SSPX and other groups are justified in their refusal to say the Novus Ordo. It is also important to point out that all the popes clearly saw Quo Primum as binding by the simple fact that it was adhered to for 400 years, and any changes that were made during that time were said to be correcting errors that had crept in, and that the changes were in fact a restoration. This, of course, was the case until the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, when they began to tinker with the liturgy, leading to the Novus Ordo in 1969, which is a complete and total break from Quo Primum. So will they ban the traditional Latin Mass? I don't know. I know they certainly want to. And if they do, it'll be interesting to see how some of these people who attend the authorized Latin Masses and the priests from Latin Mass societies such as the FSSP, who are critical of the SSPX for disobedience, react. Will they comply? Will they feel justified in being disobedient, if they are? Personally, I attend an SSPX chapel most of the time, and I know they won't comply, so it's not going to affect me much, other than I don't want to see it happen, and I will have sympathy for those who have lost their Latin Mass if it does go into effect. Until my next video, God bless.